Dear students, the way that brokerage firms want to charge people now is called assets under management, and they're going to charge 1 or 2%. We discussed this in chapter 2 when we talked about the F shares, the FI shares. Well, there are other ways that brokers soak their clients. I mean, I charge for their investment services, and one of them now is called robo-advising, robo-trading. And some of them are not too expensive, maybe 0.5%, 0.25%. But here is something where I had a little difficulty understanding it, but I was pretty sure they were charging 1.25% a year, which I think is, you know, pretty high, but that's typical Fisher Investments, other brokerage firms charge that. And this was Fidelity Brokerage Services. So you can click on this, but I have it on the local machine where I think it looks a lot better. So I'm just going to minimize the browser here. And this was a client who came to me and asked me if I could explain to her what was going on with her portfolio. See, it's Fidelity Private Client Group, and she had quite an extensive portfolio, and this was just one part of it. And I had a little hard time understanding how she was being charged, but I did my best to figure it out, and she didn't understand when I explained it to her. She was not too happy. The approximate value of this part of the portfolio was about $160,000, I think. I'm pretty sure. I think that's what they were charging her on. We'll see in a bit. And there were other parts of the other account types, retirement accounts and the like. But this was a regular account that was actively traded by a computer, I'm assuming. I didn't know. I never called them up and asked, and she didn't want to talk to them. So here is the registration, and of course, that's not a real name. I'm an investor, and it had more information here, but I just blacked all that out. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to page number 2, and what you're going to see, now this was just for 1 month, August, 1 month. What you're going to see is the computer buying and selling pretty much willy-nilly shares of stocks. In this case, Eaton Corporation, they sold some. Notice the transaction cost is minimal, you know, a penny. And they made $16.36. So they sold 3 shares, and the cost was $217.35. And the proceeds were $233.71. And then they sold some more shares and made a little bit more money, $2.29. And then they sold some more shares and made 56 cents. And then sold some other shares throughout the month. Here's the 2nd of August, 8th of August, 15th, 18th, and 29th, made whopping $19.32. Now this goes on for 8 pages. Just willy-nilly, the computer is deciding what to buy, what to sell, and sometimes he makes a little bit of money, $89, $46. Notice the transactions are 3 cents, 1 cent. Was there a loss everywhere? And then there were some buys here. These are buys, which are going to be sold later on. But it looks like they're, you know, eking out little tiny gains along the way. Was there any losses? I think there was a couple of losses. But you see, the computer is saying, yeah, let's do this. Let's sell this and make a little bit of money, a little bit of money, and we'll only charge 1 cent. We'll only charge 1 cent, 2 cents. And were there any losses? Not finding the loss. There were some losses, as I remember. But this just goes on for pages and pages. So a person is not doing this. It's a computer. Here's transaction loss of $13, 2 cents, $6.53. The computer is doing this because no person is doing this. This is ridiculous. And so after page after page after page, which page are we up to now? We're up to page 7 or 8. Finally, we get to the last page, page 9, where the last transactions we see. And then we see that there were additions and subtractions and net activity. So it sounds like they've actually made a little bit of money this month. I'm not sure. They started off with 13,000. in the daily balance and ended up, but that's just the cash reserves. I'm sorry. This is the money market account that the money is swept into. So this is basically their checking account. But this is what I want you to see right here. On the last page, and I've seen others like this, is where they put the advisory fee. Now, if this is per month, I can't imagine that this is for per month, because that would be a huge amount. That would be a lot more. I kind of did the back calculation, and it looks like they're charging, as I said, 1.25%. And she said to me, she goes, well, I do remember something like that. They're saying that. And they put it on the back page, the very last page. And that she was charged $500. So it looks, when you look at the transactions, I'm getting charged a penny, I'm getting charged 3 pennies, or maybe no pennies, whatever. But here is the actual assets under management fee. So I think she's getting this charge 4 times a year, which would have been about $2,000 on about $150,000. That's 1.25%. If she's getting charged this every month, and follow up on it, we guess we should have, but if she was getting charged this per month, I can't imagine they were doing that to her. I just can't imagine. That's way, way too much. That would have been, you know, 4 times, like 4 or 5%. No, that can't be the truth. So it's just interesting that it happens on the 18th of August. You would think it would happen quarterly, like the 1st of January, the 1st of March, or the 31st the 1st of April, the 31st of March, or the end of the quarter or the beginning of the quarters. But she seemed to think it was quarterly. So this is what's going on, folks. A computer is buying and selling willy-nilly. It's not investing, obviously. I don't know what you call it. It's just trading willy-nilly, trying to eke out little bitty gains. And I don't know that it paid for itself in the case of the $494. I saw another. I didn't copy. I didn't... I asked her for permission to show this. There's no identifying information, but I asked her if I could use this in the class, and she said yes. I had another client, this was a student, came up to me, and their family was fairly wealthy, and he showed me their portfolio through Wells Fargo's advisors. That was a $12 million portfolio, and it looked okay. You know, I didn't see anything out of the ordinary. Little bent toward growth, but a lot of bond stuff also. This is for the whole family, $12 million. At the very last page was a fee of $100,000. No, $10,000. $10,000. It was a monthly fee. And I said, do you understand you're being charged about 1%? That's 1% of $12 million is $120,000. A year, you're being charged $120,000. Do you or any member of your family understand that? And he said, no. I said, are you going to go back and tell them? He said, yes. And then I don't know what happened because he dropped the class. I guess he learned something he didn't want to learn. But this is what many of the brokerage firms want to do now. They want to charge you 1%, 1.25%, upwards of 2% on your money. And what do you get from it? You get some computer throwing transactions back and forth. And as we're going to see when we get to chapters 4 or 5, we want to have a 3-year, 4-year, 5-year or more time horizon, not, you know, 3 weeks or 2 weeks and just buying and selling willy-nilly. You decide what you think about this. To me, this is not something I want to be a part of, you know, but I'm a broker, so what can I say? If I were starting out now at another firm, they might say, no, Payano, this is the way we do things. So get used to it. Well, contact me if you have any questions. You know who to talk to. Be awesome, dear students. We're proud of you. Think of how much you are learning and how much you have learned. Good for you.